Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue, 13 minutes after 11 o'clock. Hammertown Barn is a popular lifestyle store with locations in Pine Plains and Rhinebeck, New York, and Great Barrington, Massachusetts. In love where you live, at home in the country, design expert Joan Osofsky of Hammertown Barn shares her in-depth knowledge of stylish modern country living with a collection of creative ideas and real-life tips for making your home warm and welcoming. Joan and her co-author Abby Adams will sign copies of their book at Oblong Books and Music in Millerton, New York, tomorrow beginning at 4 p.m., and they join us now on the show. Joan and Abby, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
First of all, this is a whopper, a great, real, true coffee table book, and it really is beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess the accolades are rolling in, yes?
Yes, they are. They are. Should we brag?
Yes.
By all means, brag, yes.
If not now, when?
Go for it, Abby.
Well, the book was recently picked by the Washington Post as one of the 8 best design books of the year.
The Washington Post?
Yes.
Wow.
And we've gotten accolades from a lot. We're on a lot of lists, a lot of...
Yes. From Chicago, Pittsburgh, Austin, Texas, and I hope more will be coming. So it's just very gratifying that people are really responding to the beauty of the book and the authenticity of the 18 homes that are in there.
Terrific. Now, you know, I think, Joan, that your microphone is suddenly not working. Oh, it's working okay? Jessica? Okay, we're all set?
Oh, okay.
Now I can hear you much better.
Good.
We did catch that, though. And, you know, the title says it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
Love Where You Live, which is much more than a title for you.
Right. I think it's the concept of, I know from running my business, it was the love that I put into what I was doing at our stores that people responded to. And I felt in going into people's homes that I responded to, you could feel their personality, their spirit. And that was the germination of the idea. And I spoke to Abby, who's professionally a writer, and she loves design and gardens. And I said, well, what do you think? Do you think we have a book? So what did you think, Abby?
I said, absolutely. You know, I didn't even pause for breath. You know, of course. I've known Joan for a number of years, and I know the stores, and I'm a frequent customer. and the whole outlook, her whole aesthetic is so warm and interesting and accessible. It really speaks to people. So to put that into a book, to inspire people to find their own way in their own house.
Yes.
And not feel that they have to follow rules and that they have to go by somebody else's vision, to find their own vision and be liberated.
And we wanted homes where you actually, well, we divided it up. There were homes from the ground up. There were restored homes. There were homes that had additions. But because I sell design books, it's like I want people to see a book where they love the design. And they also, they could picture the people cooking in the kitchens, sitting on the sofas with their dogs nestled up next to them.
When and how did you get this passion? I mean, does it go back to when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I guess I used to nest and do, I remember as a young child, I would play school and set up the little schoolroom. And then, you know, I went to college in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which was really opened my eyes up to design in the 60s, design research. It was before Harvard Square was filled with chain stores. It was all cool independent galleries and shops. And then as a teacher, I think I said in one interview, I had the best bulletin boards in school.
We are speaking with Joan Osofsky of Hammertown Barn and Abby Adams, who have co-written a terrific book. It's a coffee table book. It is a book filled with pictures, beautiful photographs, Love Where You Live, at home in the country. So the book highlights 18 houses.
Right.
How did you select those houses?
Well, as I said, we divided it into chapters, and then once we had our chapters set, we look for homes that would be, all right, we need 4 homes, right, from the ground up. We wanted to have some barns. We wanted to have a modular.
But did you know the people?
We knew, and we networked. Most of them we did, and that's the amazing thing. Most of them are in and around the Hudson Valley. There's one home in Vermont. We have a few in Connecticut. But, yeah, and we had more than enough homes. Mm. I mean, sadly, we had to, you know, trim our book down.
Well, that means there'll be another one.
I hope so. Yes. And we should mention our publisher, because we were really honored to have Rizzoli. That was like a dream come true. When we sent it out to our agent, it was like, whoa, wonder who will be interested. I mean, that was kind of like, well, Rizzoli, it would be like a dream. And they, yeah, we had actually a few publishers interested.
It's a terrific book. And, you know, you say you sell many design books.
Mm-hmm.
What in your mind, Joan, sets this book apart?
I think that it's very approachable to people. They're going to get a lot of ideas. Even in the process of doing the book, I was working on moving, and I got ideas for my new kitchen from some of the kitchens that I had seen doing the book. I think that you're looking at people and you're seeing them living there, and then you feel it, and you take the elements that you can see in your own home with your own personality. I mean,
it's a connection between the house and the people who live there, and it's a very intimate connection, which it should be, and it's almost like a making a good marriage.
Right, and a lot of books, it's more about that are out there in the design world. It's more about the designer than the people.
Yeah,
and this really, these books are about the people.
Very, very, a varied individual look here. I'm looking at one I just happened to open randomly. A wall entirely a blackboard.
Yeah.
So Abby, you mentioned about rules and not following rules. There are classical rules for this.
Well, there are. I mean, there are sort of basic design rules that I think are that they're almost instinctive, you know, proportions and so forth. But the rules that like rules of color, you can't have pink and yellow. Well, you can.
Many people do.
Many people do. Yes. Yeah. I read in one book that the worst thing that could ever happen is to have a rug that the chair is half on and half off. And I thought, that's the worst thing. not into those rules.
We're into quirky things,
yeah,
too. I mean, sometimes that's what gives it its spirit. It's, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I mentioned when I first met you, you know, I would say I'm something of a caveman. Give me four walls and a couch,
yeah,
and I'm good. But this book has opened my eyes in a very nice way. It's a relaxing book just to look at. And who took the photographs?
I was going to say, we're going to brag on John Gruen. He is a photographer in Lakeville, Connecticut. He works with a number of shelter magazines and designers, but he has a very, for our book, you know, you can feel, he photographed the whole book.
All of these. And how many photos are in this book?
Oh,
a lot.
There's pictures on every page. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Rizzoli invested in this book, and he's a very zen photographer. You feel it, because a lot of design books, they won't put the money into having the same photographer do the whole book. They'll work with pictures, photographs that they have from other projects, but I think that's what gives it its flow and continuity.
And you're right, the personality of the homeowners comes through in these pictures.
I've done little quizzes to people. It's like I'll show them a chapter and I'll say, now, all right, now look through it. And what do you think these people are like? And it's so interesting, because they kind of get the spirit a bit, and they come up with some interesting observations.
Do you have the cold, Abby, that we've all had here?
I hope not.
Well,
that was a sneeze.
If you don't now, then you'll have it within days of being in the Studio A. Well, this has been so much fun, and I recommend you take a look at this book. It is Love Where You Live, At Home in the Country, at Oblong Books and Music. There'll be a signing. Joan Osofsky and Abby Adams will be there signing the book tomorrow, beginning at 4 p.m. That's in Millerton, New York. I would advise to call ahead, just in case.
Yes.
Weather-wise.
I agree.
And you can find more information about this on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Joan, Abby, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.